Good evening, dear children. I welcome you all for our Ajata Guru Gather radio program, grade 6 to 9 today. So, how are you, dear children? I hope you all are staying safe at homes with your parents. Alright, dear children. Today we are going to practice another language structure. That's called passive voice sentences in simple past tense. හොඳයි දුවේ පුතේ. අද අපි පුරුදු වෙන්න යන්නේ අපේ ඉංග්‍රීසි භාෂාවේ තවත් එක භාෂා ශෛලියක් වෙන වාක්‍ය රටාවක් වෙන passive voice sentences. කර්මකාරක වාක්‍ය simple past tense. එකට අයත් වාක්‍ය රටාවන් කොහොමද හදන්නේ කියලා ඉගෙන ගන්න. First of all, let's see what passive voice is. Alright, dear children. We can say that passive voice is also another grammatical sentence structure in English language. අනිකුත් වාක්‍ය රටා වගේම මේ passive voice කියන්නේ ඉංග්‍රීසි භාෂාවේ තියෙන තවත් ව්‍යාකරණ වලට අයත් වාක්‍ය රටාවක්. සිංහලෙන් කියනවා කර්මකාරක වාක්‍ය කියලා. Then let's see why we use passive voice. The first point, we use passive voice when the action is more important or interesting than the person who does the action. අපි passive voice පාවිච්චි කරනවා action එක එහෙම නැත්නම් ක්‍රියාව වඩා වැදගත්. එහෙම නැත්නම් වඩා වැදගත්කමක් දෙනවා අපි ක්‍රියාව කරන කෙනා කවුද කියන එකට වඩා. අන්න එහෙම අවස්ථාවලදී අපි වැඩිපුර යොදාගන්නේ මේ passive voice වාක්‍ය රටාව. For example, we can say 1 million rupees were donated for COVID-19 fund. Once again, 1 million rupees were donated for COVID-19 fund. Here, the one who donated is not important. Only the action and the amount of rupees is very important. When we ඉස්සෙල්ලා වාක්‍ය ගත්තාම ඒක අපිට වැදගත් නෑ කවුද මේ රුපියල් මිලියනයක් COVID-19 අරමුදල සඳහා පරිත්‍යාග කරේ කෙනෙක් අපිට ඉච්චන වැදගත් නෑ. නමුත් මෙහි වැදගත්කමක් දීලා තියෙන්නේ ඒ ක්‍රියා පරිත්‍යාගය සහ පරිත්‍යාග කරපු මුදල් ප්‍රමාණය පිළිබඳව. 1 million rupees were donated for COVID-19 fund. In the same way, we can say clean drinking water was supplied for the villagers. Clean drinking water was supplied for the villagers. මේ වාක්‍යයෙන් කියවෙන්නේ පිරිසිදු පානීය ජලය ගම්වැසියන්ට සපයා දෙන ලදි කියලා. හැබැයි මෙතනදි වැදගත්කමක් දීලා නැහැ කවුද ඒක කරේ කවුද මේ සපයන්නේ. නමුත් වැදගත්කමක් දීලා තියෙනවා ක්‍රියාවට සහ ඒ අවශ්‍යතාවය. ඒ පිළිබඳ වැඩි වැදගත්කම දක්වලා තියෙනවා. The second reason of using passive voice is when the person who does or did the action is not known or not important. අපි passive voice පාවිච්චි කරන දෙවෙනි අවස්ථාව තමයි අපි මේ action එක කරන්නේ කවුද කියන එක දන්නේ නැහැ. එහෙම නැත්තම් ඒ කරන කෙනා ගැන ඉච්චිත වැදගත්කමක් නැහැ. For example, a vaccine was invented for COVID-19. A vaccine was invented for COVID-19. So, මේ වාක්‍යයේ අපිට පැහැදිලි වෙනවා COVID-19 සඳහා එන්නතක් සොයාගෙන ලැබුවා. හැබැයි කවුද හොයාගත්තේ කවදද හොයාගත්තේ කියන එක පිළිබඳ ඉච්චිත වැදගත්කමක් මේ වාක්‍යෙ පෙන්වුම් කරලා නැහැ. The second example, the big building was built in 2019. The big building was built in 2019. මේ වාක්‍ය ගත්තාම මේ විශාල ගොඩනැගිලි හදලා තියෙනවා. හැබැයි කවුද හැදුවේ? කවුද මේකට මුල් වුණේ කියන කාරණාව එතකම් වැදගත්කමකට දක්වලා නැහැ. ඉස්සන්නෝ සමහර ටික දන්නේ නැහැ වෙන්නත් පුළුවන්. එහෙම නැත්නම් ඒ පිළිබඳ වැඩි සැලකිල්ලක් දක්වලා නැහැ වෙන්නත් පුළුවන්. My online bank account was hacked. My online bank account was hacked. මගේ විද්‍යුත් බැංකු ගිහම කවුරු හරි සොරාගෙන. හැබැයි මෙතන කවුද සොරාගත්තේ කියන එක දන්නේ නැහැ. But somebody has hacked. හැබැයි කවුරු හරි මේ account එක hack කරලා තියෙනවා. Here we do not know who did all these actions. More importance was given for the action. And we do not know who the doer is. Then the third point of using passive voice is when we know that the person doing the action is obvious. The person who is doing the action is obvious. අපි අනිවාර්යෙන් දන්නවා මේ ක්‍රියාව කරන්නේ කවුද කියලා. ඊම දන්න අවස්ථාවල මේකේ doer ගැන එච්චර වැදගත්කමක් දක්වලා නැහැ. අන්න එහෙම අවස්ථාවලදී මේ passive voice sentence structures පාවිච්චි කරනවා. For example, the children were looked after the parents. The children were looked after by the parents. අපි අනිවාර්යෙන් දන්නවා ළමයිව වැඩිහිටියන් විසින් පලා ගන්නවා. That is obvious. ඒක කිසිසක්යක් නැහැ. On the other hand, we can say 1 million smartphones were manufactured by Samsung company. 1 million smartphones were manufactured by Samsung company. මේ තියෙන මතාව නැත්තික අපි දන්නවා මොබයිල් ෆෝන්ස් වලට වැඩි ඉල්ලුමක් තියෙන හිඟ Samsung ආයතනය විසින් අනිවාර්යයෙන්ම මේ ප්‍රමාණය නිෂ්පාදනය කරන්නේ නැති. The third example, the thief was arrested by the police last night. The thief was arrested by the police last night. පොලිසිය විසින් ඊයේ රෑ හොරාව අත්අඩංගුවට ගනු ලැබුවා. The fourth point is when the action cannot do the action itself. සමහර ක්‍රියාවන් තියෙනවා ඒක තවත් ඒ ක්‍රියාවට භාජනය වෙන කෙනාටම කරන්න බැරි. For example, icing cakes were sold yesterday. Icing cakes were sold yesterday. So here it implies that the cake itself cannot sell. But we know that the cake was sold and we can say icing cakes were sold yesterday. මේ කේක් ප්‍රමාණය ඊයේ විකුණුන ලැබුවා. Another example, COVID-19 vaccine was vaccinated. COVID-19 vaccine was vaccinated. Right. Alright, my dear children. Now let's focus our attention on the structure of the simple past tense passive form. Let's take a very simple exercise. අපි දැන් බලමු මේකේ වාක්‍ය රටාව මාරු කරලා කොහොමද passive voice එකේ වාක්‍යයක් ලියන්නේ කියලා. First I will tell you an active voice sentence. The gardener cleaned the gardens. The gardener cleans the garden. We all know that the subject of this sentence
is the gardener. And the verb of this sentence is cleaned. The garden is the object of this sentence. The gardener cleaned the garden. So, when we turn this sentence into passive form, the subject verb object structure in the active voice changed. It is changed. Here, the subject of the sentence, the garden, has become the subject of a passive voice sentence. The object of the active voice becomes a subject. Then, we make a change in the verb. We all know that the passive voice verb is formed, as this is simple past tense, it is formed with the be form was and were, together with the past participle verb form. Now here, the verb is cleaned. So we make the passive voice verb form as was cleaned. The garden is a singular noun, therefore we use was and the past participle cleaned. Was cleaned. So at the end of the sentence, we can add who the doer is. We can say here, the doer is the gardener. So we can form the sentence as, the garden was cleaned by the gardener. The garden was cleaned by the gardener. Here we have to make it a point to keep in our mind that the passive verb is formed with the past tense of be form as was and were plus the past participle verb form. Meekedi api was were kiyana pada deka yoda ganne subject eke nam deka widiyata. Whether if it is a singular verb, then we say was. If it's a plural verb, then we say were. So, if the doer is not important or the agent is not important in this in a sentence, you can just leave it out. And we know that the object is always preceded by the word by. When it becomes as the agent or the doer, it is always preceded by the word by. By the garden.
Alright, my dear children. Shall we try the second sentence? If you want, you can write them down. Mother baked a cake. Mother baked a cake. B-A-K-E-D, baked. So, in this sentence, mother is a subject. And baked is a verb. A cake is an object. So, we take the object as a subject of the passive voice sentence. Api passive ekedi me object ek subject ek bawata pat karana. So, we can say a cake. Then it's singular. And we make the passive verb as was baked. එක කේක් එකයිනේ තියෙන්නේ. එනිසා අපි passive verb එක හදා ගන්නවා was baked. And then here the doer is mother. And we use the doer with the word by and we say by mother. The cake was baked by mother. Okay? Right. Let's move on to the third sentence. The little girl sang a beautiful song. The little girl sang a beautiful song. In this sentence, the subject is the little girl. And the past tense verb is sang. The object of the sentence is a beautiful song. So here also we take the object as the subject of the passive verb voice sentence. Then we say, a beautiful song. It's in singular form. Then we make the passive verb as was sung. The doer of the sentence is the little girl. Then it is followed by the word by. We make the passive voice sentence, a beautiful song was sung by the little girl. Okay, my dear children? Right. Let's try another sentence. The fourth example. The dog chased the birds. The dog chased the birds. Chased. Luhubandhinama. Elavanama. C-H-A-S-E-D. The dog chased the birds. So in this sentence, the subject is the dog and the verb is chased. The object of the sentence is the birds. Then as usually, we get the object of the active voice as subject of the passive voice. Then we get the birds. Then the birds is in plural form. Then we make the passive verb as were chased. Api passive verb ekak hada ganawa. Meka plural hinda were chased kiya. Then here the doer is the dog and it is followed by the word by. And we say by the dog. Okay. Then we can form the full sentence in passive voice as the birds were chased by the dogs. The birds were chased by the dogs. Okay, my dear children? Right. Now, I'm going to give you a very simple set of sentences for you to practice. Can you please write them down? After that, let's discuss. Okay, number 5. Ravi wrote the essays. Ravi wrote the essays. Number 6. Nadun did all the homework last night. Nadun did all the homework last night. Number 7. The children watched an interesting film last evening. The children watched an interesting film last evening. Number 8. I washed my clothes last night. I washed my clothes last night. Then number 9. He painted the wall. He painted the wall. Number 10. The teacher taught English yesterday. The teacher taught English yesterday. Alright. Okay, children. I think you can easily change these active voice sentences in past tense into passive. Alright, shall we go through your answers now?
For 5, Ravi wrote the essays. How did you change this into passive form? The essays were written by Ravi. Have you got it, children? The essays were written by Ravi. Here, the essays in plural form. Therefore, we use the past tense plural word were. We form were. And the past participle of the word wrote is written. And then the doer is Ravi. The essays were written by Ravi. Number 6. Nadun did all the homework last night. Nadun did all the homework last night. So here the object is all the homework. Then we can say, all the homework were done. Why did we say were done? Because all the homework, in the sense, is plural. Then, the past participle of the verb do is done. Were done. That is the passive verb. Then, the doer is Nadun. By Nadun last night. All the homework were done by Nadun last night. Let's move on to number 7. The children watched an interesting film last evening. Then we can change into passive easily like this. An interesting film was watched by the children last evening. An interesting film was watched by the children last evening. Number 8. I washed my clothes last night. I washed my clothes last night. Then we can say, my clothes were washed by me last night. Make it a pretty Venasakthina. Happy Valam Mukadame Venasata Hetu Kela. I washed my clothes last night. Here the subject is I. The verb is washed. Then object is my clothes. Then we get the object as a subject in the passive voice, my clothes. Well, they are in plural form, therefore we use the be form. Were. Plural form එකකින් ඉඳලා අපි be form එක පාවිච්චි කරනවා were. And the verb is washed. Past participle verb is washed. Were washed. That is a passive verb. Then here the doer is I. So I becomes me in the object form. අපි I කියන එක මෙතන doer එක object form එකට එනකොට අපි I කියන එකේ object form එක තමයි පාවිච්චි කරන්නේ. That is me. ඒක අපි by I කියන්නේ නෑ. By me වෙනවා. By me කියලා මේක වෙනස් වෙන බව අපි මතක තියාගන්න ඕනේ. Object form. Then we add the time indicator last night. My clothes were washed by me last night. I hope that you could understand the change here. Then number 9, he painted the wall. And make it that kalin nikki vidyatama tamai. The wall was painted by him. Api he kiyana subject ka object form ekata yanakota pavichi karanne him. Ehenam api by he kiyanne na. We say by him. The wall was painted by him. Alright, my dear children. Right. Now let's take the last one. the teacher taught English yesterday. It's very simple. Here the object is English, then we take it as the subject of the passive voice. English was taught by the teacher yesterday. මෙතන the teacher කියනකොට object form එක වෙනස් වෙන්නේ නෑ. We use the same word. The teacher was taught, English was taught by the teacher yesterday. All right, my dear children, I hope that you could understand the changes in the passive voice structure in simple past tense very clearly. Now you know how the object changes and how we make changes in the passive verb. Right. Then dola putata honin therun yannathi kohomada me passive form ekedi wakya ratawa wenas karanne passive verb ekak wenas karanne kohomada object ekak wenas wenne kohomada kiyeneka gana yam avabodayak labenna athi. Shall we try to do an activity based on what we have learned today, dear children? අපි පොඩි උත්සාහයක් ගමුද දැන් අපි මේ තාත්තරට ඉගෙන ගත්ත දේ පාවිච්චි කරලා පොඩි ඇක්ටිවිටි එකක් සම්පූර්ණ කරන්න. Okay, then please get ready with your pen and the book again. You can write down these sentences when I dictate them. I will help you for the difficult words and their spellings. Okay, I'm going to read a few sentences in active voice. They are all in simple past tense. You have to turn these sentences into passive voice. මම දැන් මේ active voice එකෙන් කියවන අතීත කාල වාක්‍ය ටික පුතල දුවලා passive voice වලට හරවන්න ඕනේ. Let's try. Okay, first of all, write down the sentences. Number one, the students cleaned the main hall. The students cleaned the main hall. Cleaned, C-L-E-A-N-E-D, cleaned. Okay, the second one. The police found the stolen car yesterday. The police found the stolen car yesterday. Found, F-O-U-N-D. Sambhavuna, hoyagatta. The stolen car. Huragat karika. Stolen, S-T-O-L-E-N. Stolen. The police found the stolen car yesterday. Okay, are you ready to take down the third sentence? Right. Mother bought vegetables last day. Mother bought vegetables last day. Bought. Miladi gatta. B-O-U-G-H-T. Bought. Mother bought vegetables last day. Number four. I watered the plants last evening. I watered the plants last evening. Number five. We organized a trip to Nuer Elia last April. We organized a trip to Nuer Elia last April. Organized, O-R-G-A-N-I-Z-E-D. Then number six. He grew vegetables and fruits in his garden. He grew vegetables and fruits in his garden. Number seven, Shakespeare wrote many English dramas and poems.
Shakespeare wrote many English dramas and poems.
Shakespeare,
Shakespeare. Number 8. The King Duttugamanu built Ruan Valley Fair. The King Duttugamanu built Ruan Valley Fair.
Number 9. The scientist invented a powerful vaccine for COVID-19. The scientist invented a powerful vaccine for COVID-19. Then number 10. The children enjoyed the fairy tales. The children enjoyed the fairy tales. Okay. Please try to turn these sentences into passive voice.
Alright, dear children. I think you have completed your activity right now. Let's go through your answers one by one. Are you ready? Okay. Number 1. The students cleaned the main hall. The students cleaned the main hall. The passive voice sentence is, the main hall was cleaned by the students. The main hall was cleaned by the students. The second sentence, the police found the stolen car yesterday. The police found the stolen car yesterday. The passive voice sentence is, the stolen car was found by the police yesterday. The stolen car was found by the police yesterday. Shall we try the third one? Okay, you can check your answer. Mother bought vegetables last day. The passive voice sentence is, vegetables were bought by mother last day. Vegetables were bought by mother last day. Let's move on to the fourth one. I watered the plants last evening. I watered the plants last evening. We can change this into passive like this. The plants were watered by me last evening. The plants were watered by me last evening. Then dula putanata matak wennethi ai eka mokada me une kiyala. Man kiwwa active voice ekedi subject eka passive voice එකට යනකොට අපි object form එකෙන් තමයි සටහන් කරන්නේ. I, the object form is me. So with the preceding word by, we use by me in object form. The plants were watered by me last evening. Okay? Right. Here we have another. Number 5. We organized a trip to Noora Eliya last April. We organized a trip to Noora Eliya last April. So when we change this into passive voice, we can say, a trip to Noora Eliya was organized by us last April. Think of this. A trip to Noora Eliya was organized by us last April. දැන් මේකේ තර ඉස්සෙල්ලා වගේම subject form එකේ තිබිච්ච v එක object form එකට යනකොට by us කියලා වෙනස් වෙනවා. Okay, I hope that you can understand very clearly why this change take place. Right, the sixth one. He grew vegetables and fruits in his garden. He grew vegetables and fruits in his garden. When we change this into passive, we can say vegetables and fruits are grown in his garden by him. Vegetables and fruits are grown in his garden by him. Right. Then let's go through number 7. Shakespeare wrote many English dramas and poems. We can change this into passive as many English dramas and poems were written by Shakespeare. Many English dramas and poems were written by Shakespeare. Right. Now we have the 8th sentence. The king Dutugamanu built Ruan Valisai. It's very easily changed with in the passive form. And we can do it like this. We can say, Ruan Valisai was built by the king Dutugamanu. Ruan Valisai was built by the king Dutugamanu. Right. 9th one. The scientists invented a powerful vaccine for COVID-19. The scientists invented a powerful vaccine for COVID-19. The passive voice sentence is, a powerful vaccine for COVID-19 was invented by the scientists. A powerful vaccine for COVID-19 was invented by the scientists. Right. Then the last one. The children enjoyed the fairy tales. The children enjoyed the fairy tales. We can change this into passive as the fairy tales were enjoyed by the children. The fairy tales were enjoyed by the children. Okay, I hope that you could understand how to change the positive sentences into passive form in simple past tense. Right. Okay, children. So now we are going to study the negative form of passive voice in simple past tense. දැන් අපි ඉගෙන ගනිමු negative form එකකින්. ඒ කියන්නේ නැත යන අර්ථයෙන් කොහොමද passive voice පාවිච්චි කරන්නේ simple past tense වලදී කියලා. Right. As usually, you can take down the notes. Then these notes will be helpful for you to study and recall what you have studied. Right, okay? Right. Take down the first example. Mala did not eat apples. අපි දැන් අතීත කාලීන වාක්‍යයක් හදනවා නම් Mala apple කෑවේ නෑ කියලා we say Mala did not eat apples. So when you take this sentence, Mala is the subject and did not eat is a verb, negative verb, and apples is a object. So we have to understand the changes that are going to take place in negative structure. So here, as usually, apples is the object in active voice and we take this as a subject in the passive voice. එංගන apples කියන පදේ object form එක active voice එකේ අපි passive voice එකේ ඒක subject බවට හරව ගන්නවා. Then we say apples. Then apples are in plural form. Then we use the be form past tense were. Then did not eat. That is in negative form. Then we form the passive verb with not and past participle were. We say apples were not eaten. Then comes the doer by Mala. අපි agent or the doer අපි අගට එකතු කරනවා by කියන වචනෙත් එක්ක. We can say
In active voice, Mala did not eat apples. When it comes to passive voice, we can change this. Apples were not eaten by Mala. Apples were not eaten by Mala. Okay, children? Right. Let's try another. Then you can understand how the changes take place better than earlier. Right. Number two, the man did not win the lottery. The man did not win the lottery. In this sentence, the man is the subject. Then did not win is the verb. The lottery is the object. Then we take this into passive form. And here we change the object as the subject in the passive. The tapi object ekata vichika passive wala di subject vidiyata wenas karana. Inan the lottery, that's singular, so we use was. Then did not win kiyana ekak api passive form ekedi harawa gannawa. Not won. Not won. Then we say the lottery was not won by the man. The lottery was not won by the man. Right. Let's go through the third one. My sister did not play netball. My sister did not play netball. So in this sentence, my sister is a subject, did not play is a verb, and netball is the object. Then api vena exercise වල කරා වගේම මේකෙදිත් netball කියන object එක subject බවට හරව ගන්නවා. එහෙනම් it's singular. Then we use the passive verb was. Not played. Past participle එක ඉස්සරහට not දැම්මා. Was not played. Then we say netball was not played by my sister. Once again. My sister did not play netball. The same sentence in passive voice. Netball was not played by my sister. Is that clear to you? Right. The fourth one. Father did not wash the car yesterday. Father did not wash the car yesterday. Here, the subject is father. And the verb is did not wash. Object is the car. Then we change this into passive. The car was not washed by my father. Here we use the past participle verb form with not. The car was not washed by father yesterday. Okay, right. Now let's go through the fifth example. The boys did not make kites. The boys did not make kites. So here the subject is the boys and the verb is did not make and the object is kites. Then we change this into passive and we can say, kites were not made by the boys. Kites were not made by the boys. Okay, number six. We did not boil water last night. We did not boil water last night. Here the subject is we. And the verb is did not boil. Object is water. Then we can change this into passive. Water. We take water as a singular noun. Therefore we use was. Water was not boiled by us last night. And api object form ekitina we, he, she, they, kinema, I. කියන එක අපි object form එකට හරවනවා කියුවේ අන්න එක තමයි මෙතන තියෙන වෙනස. here we have the subject we in active voice. When it comes to past tense, we make it an object and we say by us. Water was not boiled by us last night. අපි වතුර ඉතුරුවේ නැහැ. Negative form. Right. Then, number 7. Father did not sell his old car last week. Father did not sell his old car last week. Here, we can change this into passive. His old car was not sold by father last week. We can say, his old car was not sold by father last week. The 8th sentence. I did not read the newspaper. I did not read the newspaper yesterday. Okay, I will repeat that again. I will not read the newspaper yesterday. Then we can change this as, the newspaper was not read by me yesterday. The newspaper was not read by me yesterday. Here the subject is I. When it comes to passive voice, we made the subject as the object form. That is me. Then, by me. Okay? The newspaper was not read by me yesterday. Right. Alright, dear children. I think you could get a clear idea about the negative form of passive voice in simple past tense. Right. Would you like to move on to another activity based on the negative form? I think it's better for you to practice more. If you are ready, I like to give you another activity. I hope you all would like it. Okay, here I'm going to provide you a few sentences with blanks. You all should try to complete the blanks in negative form in simple past tense. Okay? Right. Shall we write them down, children? Right. Number 1. The cups blank. Leave blanks for 3 words. Patala. Leave the blank for 3 words. Vachana tunaka idakata hissana arin. The cups blank by me. Here I'm giving you 2 options. You have to select the best out of that. The first option is, are not washed. Then the second option is, were not washed. Okay? The cups blank by me, the first answer, are not washed. The second option is, were not washed. So what do you think? What is the right answer for the blank? According to the negative form structure in simple past tense, the second one, were not washed, is the answer. Okay? Right. Now, the second one. The sums blank by the student. The sums blank by the student. The first answer is, were not done. Second answer, was not done. Were not done. And the second is, was not done. What do you think of the right answer? Here the sums in plural form. So we have to say, were not done. The sums were not done by the students. Okay, let's go to the third one. The puppy blank by us. The puppy blank by us. The first option is not fed. Second one,
was not fed. Feed කියන්නේ පෝෂණය කරනවා කන්න දෙනවා ඒකේ පස්පස් පළක තමයි fed. Then we say the puppy is in singular form past tense. We can't say is not fed. එතකොට tense එක වෙනස් වෙනවා. So we are studying in simple past tense. So we have to say was not fed. The puppy was not fed by us. Right. Then number four. The flower pots blank by her last evening. The flower pots blank by her last evening. The first answer is were not arranged. The second one is are not arranged. Were not arranged. Are not arranged. So what is the right answer? The flower pots in plural form, and here we have to use the past tense, then we can say were not arranged. Okay, Patanal? We have to say were not arranged. Right. Then let's go through the fifth one. The meeting blank by the manager. The meeting blank by the manager. Here we have two options. Was not fixed. And the second one is are not fixed. Here the meeting is in singular form. And also I told you that we should write the answers in simple past tense. Passive voice, simple past tense. Therefore we have to use was not fixed. The meeting was not fixed by the manager. Then number six. The officers blank by the government. The officers blank by the government. So the first one is are not opened. And the second option is were not opened. Are not opened or were not opened. So what is the right answer here? Similarly, as we did earlier, here also we have to write the answer in past tense. There we can say were not opened. The offices were not opened by the government. Okay? Right. Alright, my dear children, I'm going to assign you a very short homework for you. Please try to do this activity for homework. Right? Turn these sentences into passive form. Right. I hope you are ready to take down. Number one, the teacher corrected the books. The teacher corrected the books. Number two, the man repaired the fence. The man repaired the fence. Then number three, someone helped me to carry the bags. Someone helped me to carry the bags. Number four, the wild elephants damaged the crops last night. The wild elephants destroyed the crops last night. Then number five, the hunters hunt the wild pigs yesterday. The hunters hunted the wild pigs yesterday. Then number six, the girl did not open the counter. The girl did not open the counter. Right. All right, dear children. Please keep in touch with us and try to improve your English knowledge by engaging in these activities. Once again, I request you to send your answers to our Rajarata Guru Gedara WhatsApp number for grade 6 to 9 English, and I will recall you the number again. 071-126-9490. Once again, 071-126-9492. I will meet you again with another interesting lesson next week. Until we meet again, goodbye.